This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Emoji users out there likely sent a lot of hearts this weekend and a lot of kissy face emoji, probably a whole lot of kissy face emoji. But what about when the message you want to send is a little less kissy and maybe more obscure? Have you ever wondered why you have the emoji choices you do? We asked journalist Hannah Rosefield to help answer our question. She's written a lot about emoji. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So when I go to my phone and I'm texting and I want to put an emoji in, I have a limited range of emoji I can use. Where does that set of emoji come from?
There's a company called the Unicode Consortium, and Unicode provides a unique code for every character that appears, whether that's a number, a letter, or something like an emoji character. And that means that you can send these characters between different platforms, so from an iPhone to an Android phone, and be sure that it will appear clearly and correctly. So it differs a little depending on what device you're using.
And so what are some of those differences? If I'm texting you from my Android to your iPhone, what might appear differently?
All kinds of things. So Unicode provides a code for every emoji and then a descriptor. But how the different platforms interpret that descriptor, how they choose to represent it, is very much up to them. So iPhone have chosen to represent most of the people as female, whereas Android represent a lot of them as male. So if I have an iPhone and I send the picture of the Unicode calls it a dancer to my friend who has an Android, I will see a woman in a red dress, and the Android user used to receive a man in a suit, dancing. But now Android has actually changed it so that their figures are no longer identifiable by gender or by race. So now it's just a little yellow person clutching a rose in its teeth.
Now, another difference I noticed is if I send a fairly chaste kiss from an iPhone to an Android user, it becomes a very passionate kiss.
Right. And that is one of the problems, is Unicode is designed to standardize the way that characters appear, but actually it's doing that in quite a limited way. You can send something that has a very different emotional content, even though if you described it in language, it might be the same thing.
And right now, all the emoji we have are either that cartoon Simpson yellow color or they're Caucasian, right?
That's right, with a couple of exceptions. That's certainly how it appears on iPhone.
Why is that the case?
No one has really explained why that is the case. I think it is simply that Unicode said to iPhone and Android and all the other platforms, this is the name of each character, go and design it as you would like. And the way they designed it was white.
Now, Unicode is in the process of diversifying these emoji, right?
That's right. Over the past couple of years, there have been a lot of calls for emoji to diversify. And at first, those calls were directed to Apple, who then said, we actually can't do anything about this by ourselves because it all goes through Unicode. And since then, Unicode's been in consultation with Apple. And in November, Unicode released a report saying that with the next update, which should come in the middle of this year, you will be able to set one of 5 skin tones for your emoji.
What's the discussion around this move?
People are happy about it. They've recognized that it's a problem. They're glad that Unicode and Apple and Android are doing something about it. There are some reservations. So some people have said that actually making it so that everything can be divided into one of 5 racial categories is not the most sensitive way of doing it. Other people have suggested that it might be better if they removed race entirely by making all the emoji yellow. And actually, that is what Android have decided to do. It will definitely be an improvement on the current situation. Whether it's perfect, probably not.
And if you could choose one emoji to add to the list of emoji that are out there, what would you choose?
Oh, that's an easy question. I would choose crossed fingers emoji because there isn't really a way to say, I hope so. And some people have suggested using the 4-leaf clover, but good luck actually isn't interchangeable with I hope so. So I think that's really something that needs to be brought in.
Hannah Rosefield is a freelance journalist. Thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.